At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome on over to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today's episode is being sponsored by Legacy. Is Israel going to go to war with Iran? I think that's a huge question that's on everybody's mind right now. The Iranian president went inside of the UN over in New York yesterday and made a statement that I think a lot of people misunderstood. And we're going to break a little bit of that down here in just a second. Also, we're having problems with the U.S. fleet over inside of the Persian Gulf, or excuse me, the North Arabian Sea. God forbid we actually be inside the Persian Gulf right now. So we're going to go over that here as well. First, I'm going to take you over into northern Israel, where Haifa appears to have been the target of a lot of Hezbollah aggression pouring down through the sky. Now, I love this gentleman right here that I have up on your screen. He's an on-the-ground reporter. He showed us some amazing things over time, and I want you to observe the background on him. If you're on a cell phone right now, it's going to be very hard for you to see, but you're actually going to see Hezbollah rockets being intercepted up over here behind his head.
Right now, you can see above the port of Haifa, rockets are being intercepted. Hezbollah launching a new barrage following a reported strike in the southern part of the Lebanese capital of Beirut. You can hear those explosions behind me. Those are interceptors coming from the Iron Dome system in the port of Haifa.
So, yeah, northern Israel's been getting hammered pretty freaking hard. In fact, they ended up, basically evacuating all of the north. I think it was right around 100,000 residents have been evacuated out of the north and haven't been able to return to their homes. And that's Israel's big problem with Hezbollah. Ever since October 8th, Hezbollah has been attacking northern Israel off and on, but oftentimes they'll fire rocket barrages of over 100 rockets into northern Israel, forcing the Iron Dome to shoot the dang things out of the sky to the tune of about $100,000 per freaking missile that they end up launching. Now, yesterday at the UN, this gentleman, the new Iranian president, who how he came into power in the first place is questionable, with like the plane crash killing the former, helicopter crash killing the former, completely and totally unexplained up until this day. But now he's in charge. Anyways, he went before the UN yesterday inside of New York, and he ended up saying essentially that as long as the U.S. stops supporting Israel, that Iran is willing to lay down its arms, and that it's basically unethical for Israel to go to war against Hezbollah without backing from another, like without Hezbollah being backed by another state, in which case would be him. Okay, so he's saying that if Israel lays down their arms and the U.S. stops freaking backing Israel, that they will not attack Israel. They won't get involved in this conflict. Well, I think we all know that that's not going to happen. The U.S. just sold a buttload of F-35s to Israel and actually made good on the delivery of them. But probably even more disturbing is his interview that he just did with CNN following that. I want you guys to give this a listen to exactly what he said, and then we're going to go ahead and break that down as well.
How, if there is a need, Islamic countries must convene a meeting in order to formulate a reaction to what is occurring. We must not allow for Lebanon to become another Gaza at the hands of Israel. Hezbollah cannot do that alone. Hezbollah cannot stand alone against the country that is being defended and supported and supplied by Western countries, European countries, and the United States of America.
He just flat out refuses to allow Hezbollah to go to war with Israel by itself. And Israel is on the cusp of invading Lebanon as we speak. I think we got about another 24 to 48 hours before Israel eventually crosses the border to go into Lebanon. Now, not only has Israel been targeting Hezbollah really, really hard these last couple of days in what I'm going to describe their own type of shock and awe campaign inside of Lebanon, they have also been targeting high-ranking Hezbollah freaking officers. And so just this morning, they actually conducted another airstrike over inside of Beirut, taking out even more high-ranking Hezbollah officers. Check this out.
Live, hella, alive, vish mahal, tala. ترون صاروخ هلا ترون صاروخ بالخبيري صاروخ هلا تروا البناية كلها صاروخ يا شباب.
Now, the Lebanese Ministry of Health is stating that 6 people were killed in that airstrike and 15 were wounded. What we are assuming at this point in time, based on like open source intelligence, is that there was 9 members of Hezbollah that ended up being inside of that particular target that Israel struck, and 5 of those members were at least killed. And they're saying that even one ended up flying out a window during that particular airstrike. And now following that, Hezbollah has came out and officially decided that they're going to enter into war against Israel. So now they've officially publicly declared, we are at war with Israel. Didn't even know foreign terror organizations could do that. Now, the United States Navy has several aircraft carriers in the region. They even deployed a nuclear sub over into the region, and they actually announced it not that long ago, the U.S. Navy did, saying that we are deploying a nuclear sub over into the region. And that is in direct response, likely, to the threats coming from the Houthis and from Iran. Iran has very possibly developed nuclear weapons. They put 1,400 new centrifuges online all the way back in July. The IAEA says that they're going to be capable of developing at least 5 nuclear warheads within a month after all those centrifuges were up and running. So a very, very high probability at this point in time that they have a freaking nuclear capability or a nuclear weapon that they're going to be able to use against Israel. Because of that, we've got subs over there in the area as well. On top of that, we've got multiple aircraft carriers and strike carrier groups all the way scattered throughout the region. If we go and we take a look at the USNI website right now, they talk about the US Abraham Lincoln that's over in the North Arabian Sea. That's great. That operates as a great, great deterrent for Iran. And here's why. Obviously, here's Iran on the map, and here down at the bottom is the Arabian Sea. The North Arabian Sea would be all the way up here by Oman, okay, right before you go into the Gulf of Oman, which then crosses into the Persian Gulf, right? So that's where they're operating at. That's where they're at. And if we are going to strike Iran, that's likely where those, you know, aircraft are going to end up being launched from, because those nuclear weapons are being stored inside of Isfahan. Okay, like we know for a fact they have a nuclear freaking site over here outside of Isfahan where some of these ICBMs and stuff are taking place. All right. But here's the issue that is currently going on over there, and nobody's talking about it in the media. This is a U.S. Navy oiler, and it has ran aground, forcing carrier strike group to scramble for fuel. No BS. This is brand new as of today, September 24th. Apparently, it's actually cracked the freaking hull, and it's a single hull ship. I think I pronounced that correct. It's a single hull ship as opposed to like having an inner and an outer hull. So it's just got one. It's not dual hull. So there's no space for it to go. It's a freaking refueling tanker. And from what I'm being told, the U.S. Navy only has about 2 of these things. So now the Navy is scrambling, trying to find civilian refuelers. And why might they be needing to get fuel? Well, those aircraft need fuel to fly. And if they want to strike Iran, they better have fuel on board in order to make it happen, because it's likely going to be some sort of sustained conflict. Iran's probably going to send people after that aircraft carrier as well. Not to mention, they're also going to have to be defending U.S. troops over top of Iraq and several other places throughout the region. So it's a big deal if those aircraft can't get their fuel. And right now, Iran not only has been announcing that they are going to end up backing up Hezbollah, but they're just right out stating it. And the U.S. is in a very vulnerable position right now. So it's a prime time for this to happen. Which brings me to my next point of why would we be sending U.S. troops over into the Middle East? There's already around 40,000 of them stationed over there. 40,000 troops. That's a heck of a lot of troops to be stationed inside of the Middle East. Well, the Pentagon really didn't feel like commenting on it, and they got questioned about it yesterday. As you can see here from this article from military.com, U.S. is sending more troops to the Middle East as violence rises between Hezbollah and Israel. We go down, we take a look at it, and this is what the spokesperson ended up saying for the Pentagon. He said, in light of increased tension in the Middle East and out of an abundance of caution, we are sending a small number of additional U.S. military personnel forward to augment our forces that are already in the region. But for operational security reasons, I'm not going to comment on or provide specifics. Well, thank you, freaking military bureaucrat, but I'm going to go ahead and provide those specifics for everybody over here. So, up over off the coast of Lebanon, we also have another aircraft carrier that's been floating around. And as a matter of fact, there's another one that's actually on its way in order to replace that on a scheduled deployment. However, off the coast of Lebanon, we had about 2,500 Marines on one of these carriers, and those Marines were going to be tasked with going into Lebanon should a war break out in order to conduct a NEO. That would be a non-combatant evacuation operation, meaning they would be going into Lebanon in order to get out any U.S. civilians that are going to be trapped inside this war zone. The embassy has been telling them to get out of there for quite some time now, but there's likely a crap ton of them that still remain, and I'm sure the U.S. government is tracking at least a good chunk of them that are currently inside Lebanon. But the problem is Lebanon's got a lot of issues as far as being able to get around right now. The streets are literally packed, and you can't get in or out of Beirut, and it's causing a lot of the Lebanese people to try to flee up over to the border and actually make their way into Syria. It's pretty bad. So what the heck are we bringing in more troops? Because those U.S. Marines, the 2,500 I told you about, it was also leaked that that number got bumped up to about 5,000. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here is the problem, is that we have U.S. Hey, check this out. Veterans and members of the armed forces have twice the risk of infertility of the general population. Sperm health can be affected by lifestyle, age, injury, and environment, including exposure to toxic chemicals, such as those found in burn pits, radiation, and pollutants. Legacy provides sperm testing and freezing from home, eliminating the need for visits to a doctor or a traditional fertility clinic. Legacy is committed to supporting the military, veterans, and their family members. Legacy is now a preferred provider for the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, offering sperm testing and freezing for all 15 plus million veterans. Legacy's special relationship with the military includes several partnerships, including the Military Family Building Coalition, Operation Baby Foundation, We Salute, and my favorite, the Green Beret Foundation. Through ID.me, clients can verify their military or veteran ID to receive exclusive pricing on sperm testing and freezing. And here's how it works. Legacy sends a sample collection kit to a client's home. Men produce a semen sample at home and send the kit back within 24 hours. The kit contains transport media that keeps the sperm sample fresh until it arrives at the lab. The sample is analyzed at the lab and sperm health results. Five industry standard metrics of sperm quality, the same provided by a traditional fertility clinic, are securely sent to the customer's phone within 48 hours of them mailing in the sample. If a customer chooses to freeze their sperm, the sample is split and securely stored in two separate locations to protect it from natural disasters. It's time to take your future into your own hands. Testing and freezing your youngest and healthiest sperm keeps all of your future options open. Legacy offers sperm testing and freezing you can do 100% from home. To see if sperm testing and freezing is right for you, visit givelegacy.com and use promo code ROB for 10% off. That's givelegacy.com, promo code ROB. U.S. citizens that are going to be trapped inside of Lebanon. And Hezbollah, all right, particularly the group's leader Nasrallah, came out and claimed that they have over 200,000 fighters now inside of Lebanon and along the Israeli border. And they control a huge chunk. They control all of this in the south. They control a chunk up over here in the east and in the north. And as you've seen in these airstrikes, they're also inside of Beirut. Awesome. Cool. Good to have freaking Hezbollah all over the place. So what do you think is going to happen when U.S. Marines and U.S. service members end up touching ground inside of Lebanon in order to get U.S. civilians out? Even if the U.S. government ends up striking some sort of a deal with the Lebanese government saying, we're going in to evacuate our people, let us go get them, Hezbollah is still a foreign terror organization and would be dying to shoot bullets at U.S. troops. They would love to be able to take out U.S. troops as they go in there. And guess what else those troops are going to be likely supported by? U.S. aircraft. So we're going to have U.S. aircraft flying over Lebanon, and we're going to have boots on the ground in order to evacuate U.S. civilians if Joe Biden ends up ordering the NEO. If that happens, I promise you there's going to be gunfights between U.S. troops over inside of Lebanon. There's going to be civilian casualties, and there's likely going to be military casualties as well. Now, I say all of that to bring up the fact that Iran has also promised to freaking strike Israel should all of this break out. And what is to stop Iran from striking or shooting at U.S. troops over inside of Lebanon at the same time they're attacking Israel? The IRGC is currently operating inside of Lebanon, and they've been backing up Hezbollah for quite some time. We've seen numerous supply flights going from Iran all the way up over into Lebanon, and IRGC officers have been killed throughout this conflict. So we know for a fact that they're there. They're not even hiding it. They are in Lebanon. Iran's already in Lebanon. So I don't know how they could possibly say that, you know, they're not going to allow this or that any of this is going to happen. And on top of that, what was it? Their foreign minister had a pager blow up in his face the other day, took out one of his eyes, blinded the guy. They had to medevac him out back over to Tehran to get surgery. He was in Lebanon when the pager explosion happened. So they're already there. So what does that mean? Well, that means that we better get this freaking ship fixed quick, fast, and in a hurry and figure out how to get our aircraft carriers with a lot of fuel. I have no doubt the government is all over it. And even if they have to like source civilian freaking refuel, I don't know. But they're going to have to get this crap fixed quick, fast, and in a hurry. This is supposedly, allegedly, a video from inside that refueling ship that I told you guys about earlier. So this is an issue that is not going to be solved right away. This ship needs some major repairs, and I'm being told that it's actually being towed in for those repairs as we speak. But there's not going to be any slowing Israel down at all, because currently Haifa and areas of northern Israel are being rocketed and targeted like it's nobody's business. Check this out. Israel just launched a new wave of airstrikes over in Lebanon right before I started shooting this video. And the reason they're doing it is because Hezbollah is having a lot of success right now creeping through some of these freaking rockets and freaking missiles into northern Israel. And they're causing a lot of damage and destruction. That video I had up on the screen when you first opened up this video was a freaking F-15 taking out a drone over northern Israel. A suicide attack drone sent by Hezbollah. So the real question is how long can Israel hold off before moving into Lebanon? Because scenes like this are now becoming very common across northern Israel. This is all damage and destruction due to Hezbollah rockets. And while Hezbollah is announcing that they're going after military targets, what I think is possibly true, and here's why, because if we zoom out of Beirut and we go back over in here, Haifa is not that far from the northern border. It's about a 1 hour drive. And right here is Haifa, right up over here on this tiny little peninsula that sticks out. That's Haifa. It's over like, you know, about a 1 hour drive, and Israeli troops were being staged up there months ago in order to prepare for this upcoming invasion or if Hezbollah attacks, so on and so forth. There's also like a military base over there, airfield, things like that. But the problem is that Hezbollah is launching unguided munitions into that area off of improvised launchers, which is causing them to be extremely inaccurate and just smash in to anything in the general vicinity. They'd be lucky to get it within a kilometer of what they're trying to hit, let alone hitting the target within itself. Now, here is an example of what I am talking about. This is coming from Northern Galilee, where, again, Hezbollah is saying that they're going after military targets. But I want you to look at this video, because these are the unguided rockets that I'm talking about smashing down and into these civilian areas. So just looking at that video alone, it's really irresponsible for the Israeli government to hold off going into Lebanon just so the U.S. can go and bail out some of its civilians before this all-out war ends up breaking out in between Israel and Hezbollah. And in addition to that, the Lebanese military also said that they're going to be backing up Hezbollah if Israel decides to invade Lebanon. But to make matters worse, the United States government has already came out and said, if Iran ends up attacking Israel, that we will directly target Iran, that we've got Israel's back and we're coming for you. And this is where the issue with World War III or a massive regional conflict, which don't let it fool you, it's already a regional conflict, is going to end up taking place. In my opinion, the moment Israel steps across the border into Lebanon, you're going to have ballistic missiles being launched from Iran directly into Israel. And you're also going to have the Houthis shooting ballistic missiles into Israel as well. At which point in time, this carrier down here is going to end up launching aircraft over into Iran and bombing the crap out of them, taking out those nuclear facilities and likely some infrastructure in IRGC headquarters in order to combat the Iranian aggression against Israel. Only issue with that, we got to zoom out further on the map, is last month the DPRK came out, all right, North Korea came out and said that they now have a security agreement signed with Iran. And that if the U.S. ends up bombing Iran in response to Iran going after Israel, that North Korea is going to attack the U.S. And they are already making good on their promise. They started moving troops down to the DMZ, along with additional munitions. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. Everything that I told you is actually factual, and you feel free to look it up on your own. Question everything that I just told you. Okay, but these are all things that have been said. So step by step by step, we are getting closer and closer to an actual war with Iran, Israel, and North Korea. Thank you for joining me for another episode, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not yet, please subscribe to the channel and become a true supporter. I greatly appreciate having your support. We do live broadcasts Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. I look forward to seeing you guys over there for one of those. In the meantime, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.